Når man kommer til en by som Porto, er det jo ikke ligegyldigt, hvor man bor. Ja, faktisk skal man bo inde i Porto. Det er jo altså den nordlige del af det område, det byområde, som ligger omkring Douro-floden. Eller man kan bo i det, der hedder Gaia. Gaia, det er den sydlige del, og man kan altså kigge over på Porto, man kan gå over en bro, som ligger ikke særlig langt derfra. Men jeg synes, det var interessant, fordi der har man for 3 år siden etableret et helt nyt hotel. Men det er altså ikke mere nyt, end at det er bygget i nogle gamle historiske bygninger. Og det er det, man kalder et butikhotel. Jeg vil jo altså bare kalde det for et 4-gange butikhotel, fordi man har delt det op i 4 forskellige bygninger, som hver har deres egen karakteristika, men så selvfølgelig nyder glæde af og gavn af fælles faciliteter. Det er et 5-stjernet hotel, og jeg vil nok sige, at de 5 stjerner gives. Ikke mindst af beliggenheden, altså så tæt på det hele, så at sige. I stedet for at have en sydvendt facade, hvor man får solen ind alle steder fra, så ser man mod nord, og det er jo fantastisk, fordi så kan man se over på den der by, der ligger på den anden side, som altså hedder Porto. Og når solen den i øvrigt skinner, hvad den gør indimellem på den her tur, jamen så får man en oplevelse ud af det. Men når det drejer sig om hele baggrunden for det her hotel, så er jeg så heldig, så jeg står sammen med den daglige leder af hotellet, og han hedder Ludvig. But Ludvig, you better have to present yourself. I know your first name, but the whole presentation, it's up to you.
Hello, my name is Ludvig Melo. I'm the hotel operations manager, and welcome to Havelua Hotel, a 5-star hotel from SLH, luxury small luxury hotels. We are a hotel with 103 rooms with different typologies, from 3-bedroom suite, 2-bedroom suite, and 1-bedroom suite and studios. So also good for families or big families. For that, we also have a service of kids club that is complimentary. Besides this service, we also have 2 outlets. That is our Belu rooftop that has a stunning view to the river and to also to the Porto City, Gaia City, and the beautiful bridge of Don Luis I. And of course, our Roman inspiration spa that have been one of the best here in the north of the country, with huge highlights and beautiful reviews. This part of the city in Gaia, I would like to say that it's one of the oldest part of the port wine cellars. It is traditional of the port wine cellars. And you can find also here a lot of beautiful, tasty, the famous port wine to taste. Regarding the history of the hotel, this is an old building, a century building that was recovered from port wine storage and also old fabric of cutlery. And this is also an inspiration for one of our outlets that has the name of Pot and Pan, reusing, bringing the storytelling to the table, where we do a twist Portuguese cuisine with a sharing style. And we would like to say that it's not a fine dining, but a fun dining that we want to experience with our guests.
And a nice dining. More or less all that story which I would tell, have you told me. And that is amazing, because that is also the feeling I have. I have been on a tour around here. We have been on a tour around here in the hotel and experienced, as I said, which you didn't understand, of course, I guess, in Danish, that you are not only a 1-boutique hotel. You are more or less a 4-boutique hotel, because you have 4 different buildings which has their own characteristic and which offer a lot of different experience for the people. You also talked about this history of, let us say, you're not moving into a modern hotel which is 10 or 15 or 20 stories high. You are moving into an old building, an existing building, and you're doing it in respect for the history, for what has been happening here before. And we look at that as my eyes, at least when I go around, I see you have done it in a modern way. You are aware about the history. You're using all the background these buildings are containing in some way, and you are modernizing it. So you're still a very modern hotel, but you are doing it in respect with the heritage. Is it something I have totally misunderstood?
No, it is true. It is true. It's important for us to remain the soul of the city or the soul of the buildings, to speak about it with our guests, with our teams. It's important to our teams also to know all the pieces, all the details of the building and the city, because this is the experience, the 5-star service that we want to provide and to share, because this is the luxury for us. We care of this as much. It's our own city. Yes, it is true. We have a four-building hotel. It's a horizontal hotel. It's a huge hotel. All of them have a bit of their personality, let's say. Of course, all the decoration, it's basically the same, but a few details makes the difference. For example, I give you an example on the reception. On the background of the reception, you can find pieces of a Rebil boat. Rebil boat is a traditional boat that were transporting the port wine pipes from the Douro Valley to Gaia, where were the wine cellars. And this type of details makes the difference for us, for our guests, and we can share a little bit of remain the history with everybody and not get loose on time.
It also means for the guests that when they have been walking around in Gaia and in Porto and they have enjoyed the city, and I can tell you one thing, you are going up some very steep hills, and fortunately it always goes down again, so you regenerate energy in some way. Now, that was the automotive part of me, I guess. Anyway, when you're getting down and you're going back to the hotel, you're not just going back to a place where you have to sleep because you have to sleep somewhere. You're going back to a new experience. That is what I experienced, at least.
Yeah, it is true. We provide a lot of experience, and once more, the details that we have, it's always one more detail to share, one more experience to recommend as well. We like to share experience and even to recommend experience outside of the hotel and even on the hotel, but outside of the hotel, we try as much as we can to remain with traditional places that are in line with the same level that we provide, that are not touristic. We try as much as we can to find places that have the Portuguese soul, the Porto soul, because nowadays you can find a lot of touristic place or crowded, and sometimes it's not what our guests tries to find. They try to find also genuine things about the city. This way, we think that we are going in the good way to success as well.
Definitely. The hotel is less than 3 years old. And have you been part of it from the beginning?
Yes, correct. From the day one, basically, or before the day one of the opening. That's true. A lot of constructions and dust were my hands. We are proud of the way that we did change. And of course, we are always improving in all the on the ways that we can. And nowadays, it's still an improving process.
But you can call it improving. I will also call it developing, because when you start a hotel like this, it always develops in some way, because the customers' needs and their expectations are changing, but also because you get new ideas and say, oh, couldn't we just adjust this a little bit and develop into an even better place to be? Isn't it also part of the thinking behind the hotel?
Yes, correct. We are developing, improving, because it's a must nowadays. We cannot stay behind the competition. We cannot stay behind because of the evolution of the technology, for example. All the years we invest, we improve, we develop new strategies, new ways to be in line with the rest of the world or the competition, to try to be on the same line of the trends as well. It's important for us to be in line of the trends, but with our own identity.
That means when I come back in 2 or 3 years, then I cannot recognize the hotel, or at least maybe I cannot recognize the way to go here, because then you've got a new metro station.
We will have a new metro station next to the hotel, that's true, and it will be much easier to reach the hotel with public transportation, not using private transportation as taxis or Uber. But I believe you will recognize, but for sure you will notice a few differences or a few changes we did, because even decoration is important for us to change time to time to give a little bit of fresh air to the building as well. But always reminding the soul, the main soul or the main objective that we have to respect the soul of the city.
I've got an idea. If I come back in 2 or 3 years, then I will just get another room, and then I will get another experience. Isn't that the solution?
It is a solution, and you are more than welcome to come here again. That is true. And for sure you will be delighted again with the accommodation, with the staffing that we have, because staffing is really important for us. We don't hire people because of the experience they have. We hire people because they need to know how to treat people, because it's a business people to people. So that's the main key for us regarding service.
That is exactly what we also experience in the hotel. Everybody are very kind, they are very service-minded, and if we need a special solution to some problem, then they find it just like a knips with the finger, and then they have found a way to deal with that. I think we could go on talking the whole day, because that's the soul of it. But I just want to say thank you, and of course on Reiseradio and other places you can see a lot of pictures, and I also put the website and the links, everything in. So you at the loudspeakers or the headphones or wherever you're listening to this can find the way yourself. I thank you a lot.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.